To quote unquote love God is not hard. However, to love God and our neighbor and to truly love Him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength is extremely hard because it takes every will, every decision, every fiber, every desire, every sacrifice, and everything that we have in our very own life. To give our total, our everything to Him. My brothers and sisters, to keep the commandments and to check the list and saying that I am a good Christian because I have done this or that, because I have never broken any commandment, because I have kept the law or I have not committed any mortal sin, I am in the state of grace, it's not good enough. And it's so easy for each and every one of us to do that. But do we really love God if we simply keep the commandments? That's why Jesus today, asked the scribes who came and asked him to go a step further by loving your neighbor as yourself. Because the kingdom of God is with us, the reign of God is with us, because God is present here. My brothers and sisters, we need to remember this, that God reigns in our heart. The kingdom of God is with us. Therefore, our words and our actions matter. This is hard for us to understand and to put into practice at each moment because we have been taught by this present day and age to be reactionary. If something is not our way, we react. We let everyone know on social media and everyone know what we think. And as a matter of fact, social media, is not social at all. It's very antisocial because it never built up society, nor are they different types of mediums for us to communicate. Perhaps they are means, but they're not true means or mediums, aka media in plural terms, for us to build society or to be social. As a matter of fact, you can see that social media have become a source of division, a source of resentment, a source of anger, as well as a source of people just reacting to one another. There is a lack of love on social media because it's so easy for us to push a button to react to what's going on, or to be keyboard warriors and type our explanation or defense or attack on other people so easily. Therefore, we lack kindness and we lack love on social media and in our life nowadays. It is sad for me to say this, but we don't know how to have a conversation anymore. How to have a civil discourse without attacking each other. And once we attack each other, we have to ask ourselves, are we loving God? With our heart, with our mind, with all our strength, with all our soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. My brothers and sisters, it's easy to keep the commandments. It's easy to say, quote unquote, I love God, I believe in God. But to truly love Him is hard. This go back to an example that I would like to share with you. Many of you know that I grew up very poor in Vietnam, and there was a time when I had to live with my paternal grandparents because my parents could not take care of my brother and I. We were that poor. And during the post-communist years, we had very little means, but yet at that time, my grandparents were taking care of not only myself, but also several of my cousins, because their parents were separated, and some what the first generation of boat people. So it's what's hard, and we run on very little means. But my grandmother always found way to be kind to people, and that played a big part in my own life. I recognized that when I was young, and of course, when I was young, I was always thinking that why do grandma have to spend the little that we have for those around us? Because those little extra could go a little bit more incentive for us at dinner or in life. But that's what my grandma knew. She knew that kindness and love come from the generosity that is genuine, that's from the heart. And it's not about the quantity, it's about who we are. Our actions, our words matter because they are the extension and the reflection of who we are. My grandma taught me how to love our neighbor, even though we had little. And it's impacted my life. Looking back, she have taught me what it's mean to love and to be faithful. She was one of the most faithful people that I have seen, and her faith was very simple. But she lived her love for God through her love of neighbor. And to compare and contrast, during that time, my grandfather, coming from a military background, was very strict with my uncles, my aunts, even my dad. He was very strict with everyone, and everyone, dare not to ask him, dare not to go his way, because he will have his ways at all times. Yes. See, you see the compare and contrast here. My grandmother won the heart of many because she was kind, and she allowed her generosity and her love be living in her words, her actions. My grandfather had, quote unquote, the respect of his children and others because of their filial understanding and respect for their father. But one is perhaps done with fear, and with the cultural respect that is given to an elder or a parent, but one is done with love. And I'm so glad that as my grandfather was growing older and older each day, he became more gentle. Toward the end years of his life, he became one that spoke very little. He no longer had to be strict because his children already knew where he stands and what he believes. So therefore, he no longer had to use words to show his stance or what he wants from them. They know. This is important, my brothers and sisters, and this is what I want to instill within you. If we truly live what we believe, then we don't really need a lot of words to prove what we truly have lived in, because our words are just the extension of who we are, because our actions speak louder. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, in your own life right now, do your whole life, beyond words, express the love that you have for God and your neighbor? I can tell you right now, there are times, I'm using the present tense, that I still struggle because it's hard. To love my neighbor as myself is hard. And I'm being challenged even in this moment. to love my neighbor and myself, to see them as they are, and to choose kindness each day. In my nightly prayer, I ask God for wisdom, for strength, for understanding, but most important, for a compassionate heart to understand my neighbor. Because I ask the Lord to help me to love him. And if God has sent my neighbor to sanctify me, the word is to sanctify me, then perhaps I need to love my neighbor. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I'll end my homily today by asking you to really reflect on the Lord and his love for us, and to answer that love with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. We have to will the good of our neighbor. That's what it means to love. We have to will to choose. And sometimes we have to push ourselves forward to truly love, beginning with our heart, every fiber of our being, our soul, by choosing, by willing, by deciding what it means to truly love, and perhaps too, to find our strength in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God is with us. He's here. He reigns over us. Do we see that? Do we understand that? And are we willing to let the kingdom of God be with us and allow ourselves to be transformed by that love in how we treat one another, in how we choose to love as Christ has loved us?